And now, the life of Mary Summers. Signs of tension as Max's trial on gambling charges approaches were evident in the withering emotional storms that have swept through the many people whose lives are intertwined with those of Mary Southern and Max. Mary herself is calm, holding on to herself with fierce determination. Dr. Benson is shaken by the possibilities he sees in pressing his all but hopeless love for Mary if her husband Max goes to prison. Danny Stratford envisions an invalid life for his young wife Phyllis if they lose the support of Max, who may be in prison, helpless to aid them. Phyllis herself is heartbroken over her unhappy condition, thinking only of her two young children and the unhappiness that must be Danny's. Max himself has been whipped into a fighting mood by Mary. Thus do matters stand as the district attorney closes his preparations for a swift attack and the elimination of Max from the local scene. As for Max himself, let's look in upon him in the Sanders jail. He and Cheney, key man to the whole gambling syndicate affair, face each other grimly in a battle of wits.
All right, Cheney. It's your move now.
Oh, no, no. Have a heart, Max. Give me a little more time.
Ah, you're only holding things up. It's your move, and I'm waiting.
All right, Max, old pal. All right, all right. Have it, Steve.
But before you move, king me.
What?
King me. I just jumped your two men to get in your last row, didn't I? King me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, You know, it's been so long since I played checkers or even kibitzed the game, I'm all rusty.
Yeah, that's right. Alibi out of it. Now, go ahead and move
on. Well, that's the truth, Max. You know, I don't feel much like playing checkers.
All right. Then you lose by, a forfeit. Chalk up another one for Max Sanders.
Max.
Hmm?
I don't feel good about this whole thing.
Well, I ain't all happy and excited about sitting here in the jailhouse either, Cheney, but what's the use of crabbing? We're here, ain't we?
There's a good reason for me to be here. No sign I had to get you mixed up in it. And suppose you get time, Max.
Well, like I told Mary, if I get 1 to 5 years, I might be able to read through a whole book. It's time that I improve my mind anyway.
What about Mary?
What?
You know what? What's about Mary all the time you're reading this fascinating book in prison?
Oh, she'll be okay. I've talked to her. She'll be taken care of.
Yeah, by who? The relief agency?
I said I've provided for her. No. Benson.
Dr. Johnny Benson?
Yeah.
Don't he kind of like Mary so much?
Now listen, Benson is on the level. Mm. Besides, maybe that's a good thing. If I'm in the big house for a long time, what right have I got to expect Mary to wait around for the guy she shouldn't have married in the first place? Benson's her type, not me. If any time she wants to marry Benson, well, it's all right by me. I've told her so, practically.
Max, you're nuts.
All right, so I'm nuts. I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to make life miserable for Mary. I love her too much for
that. All right, take it easy, will you? You'll annoy the sheriff. He's got an artist.
No, he isn't in the office. I heard him go out.
You heard it? What?
Yeah.
Suppose this edifice burst into flames, where'll we be?
Now, listen, don't you worry yourself to death, Cheney. The D.A. won't like it. Anyhow, there must be the sheriff on the steps now.
Max, let's think of something to complain about.
Sheriff!
What?
Hello!
In a twinkling of an eye, he's become
Sheriff!
A soprano.
Hey, it's Mary. Mary, here, over here, Mary.
Oh, Max, I wanted to see you to talk to you.
Gee, hello. Well, swell that you came down.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kenny. How are you?
It's a lovely morning, Mary. You're looking fine.
Max, bring your face close to the bar.
Yeah.
If Mr. Kenny doesn't mind, I'd like
to. Oh, I can do better than that, sweet. Hey, excuse me, Cheney. I'm stepping into the office with my wife.
Well, au revoir, monsieur, as the French say.
Yeah.
Why, Max, it's unlocked.
Sure.
Why? Is this what they call grim prison walls?
Will you close the door, please? There's a draft.
Yeah, all right, Chetty, all right. Hey, let's go to Sheriff Bonsall's office.
All right.
You won't mind. Good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too.
Here, Mary, sit down.
I'm glad it's so easy for you, dear. I was afraid. But this is fine, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sure. Call it the lull before the storm. It's so quiet.
You call it that, Max. I'd rather call it the darkest hour before the dawn.
How are the kids and things at the hotel?
Oh, the youngsters are fine, and Daddy's feeling wonderful.
Good.
He's been working on Daddy to keep his spirits up, over Phyllis, that is, and I've been having to do the same thing with Phyllis.
Yes, and I'm feeling low, too, huh? It's a fine thing I can't go to help out my own kid sister. For that matter, what can I do for you?
Well, now, we're not worrying about that, Alice.
Well, I am.
Nonsense. Apparently, you haven't been to the movies lately, where the wife waits, a long time for her husband, and at the prison gate, she looks very pretty and fresh indeed and very well fed.
Well, you can't fool me with that kind of talk.
I'm not trying to fool you, dear. I'm trying to convince you. Besides, John Benson will be alone. If you do feel I can't think my way through the world without you at my side for just a little time.
And remember what I told you, Tess. If you don't feel like waiting for
I'll remember, Max, if it makes you feel any happier. Don't really expect me to act on it, though. And, Max, I know it must be in the back of your mind to fear John. Don't. I can't explain now, but he's honest and trustworthy. Now, Max, a kiss.
When will I see you again?
Soon and often. And even when you're alone, I'm with you, Max. Remember that. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mary! Mary! Wait a minute, will you?
Hello.
Oh, hello, John. Say, do you know those cars were off of playing polo with you the way you dashed across the street? And don't ever do that.
Where to, Mary?
Oh, home, over to see Phyllis. I've just seen Max.
I thought so. Mind if I walk with you? I want to talk to you about the other day when I rushed in on you so wildly. I want to apologize for all that and to explain myself a little better.
I understood perfectly, John. Really, I did.
Maybe you just think you did. I know that people do that, and all kinds of unhappy misunderstandings grow out of it. I want to be certain in my own mind that you understood.
All right, John. Incidentally, I mentioned to Max that I trusted you completely. I hope that puts any ideas you might have had of deserting your practice and leaving town clean out of your head.
Thank you for that confidence, Mary. I'm cooler and saner now, and believe me, you can trust me.
Then you'll stay in Sanders?
I'll chance it if you and Max want it, so.
You insist.
Thanks.
John, listen.
Boy. Oh, boy.
I ought to take with him.
Yeah, here. That's all right. Never mind the change.
That's what I was wishing.
Let's stop in the doorway, Mary.
Headline.
Yep, there it is. All over the front page, of course. Max Sanders' trial set for Monday.
District Attorney confident quick smashing victory.
Promises people convincing end to corruption in Sanders. Why, that smug, self-assured cocky. So it won't last a week, eh? They'll smash him, will they? I'd like to see it.
Maybe they can do it, John, but I'm glad for some of you. It's easy to see that you don't want them to do it. And that's a lot.
Yes, Mary and Max, the hammer blow has fallen with promises of swifter, even more devastating action for the district attorney's high-powered machine ready to strike. As for you, John, all credit to a man of honest heart and sincere purpose.